Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Moore. I worked with Ray Zinn for 16 years at Micro Semiconductor. We solved all kinds of technical issues, and he mentored me through my managing growth. How are you doing today, Ray?
I'm doing fine, Paul. Glad to be with you today.
Going against the grain, you know, when I was a boy, I learned about woodworking through the Pinewood Derby. It's a Boy Scout activity for those who don't know. You basically start with a block of wood, and you have to shape it. Well, being a boy, I was in a hurry. And I wanted to use rough sandpaper, and I found that if I went against the grain, I removed a lot of wood. But the consequence was that I had to sand down those groove marks because I was going against that grain and causing deep grooves. And Ray, I know you're a woodworker, so you're familiar with that, right?
Absolutely. I built 8 Pinewood Derby cars along with my boys.
How about your grandsons?
I did 2 with my grandsons.
This is, of course, an analogy to what happens in the culture of business. And it goes to the heart of building an enduring business, you know, in the way of harmony inside the corporation or inside your business. It's not a corporation. I'm sure you've seen people go against the grains, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you work wood and you're trying to remove lots of wood, going against the grain is helpful. But at some point, you're going to have to go with the grain to smooth it out, or else you're going to have a very rough piece of furniture. So I know that in the same thing in business, if you at times, either through riffs or other ways, you have to go against the grain, liking, you know, a reduction of workforce to being like going against the grain, or doing salary cuts or changing people's work hours, ends up being kind of a going against the grain type of result. At some point, you got to smooth it out. So every time we did a workforce reduction or cut in pay, and it did go against the grain, we had to smooth it out later. And that was more difficult, because that takes as much effort almost to clean up a mess than it does to just slow down and go with the grain to remove the wood. So that's my description of how in an organization going against the grain can be harmful, but sometimes you have to.
So you're talking about what you did and how you thought about going against the grain and those actions that were analogous to going against the grain. But I'm sure you saw younger managers not really understand that they were going against the grain and teaching them the consequences of their fast actions and wanting to get to the short answer was, I'm sure, part of your mentoring.
Yes, that same thing with my boys. Not knowing which way the grain was on the wood, would go against the grain and wondering why they were making such a mess. Oftentimes they don't recognize that, especially these young managers don't recognize that they're going against the grain, but they're causing lots of disruption. And that's been a real challenge for me, to get them to have more humanistic relationship going with the grain, as you would, as opposed to being more dogmatic and dictatorial going against the grain.
So my nature is to be more controlling and dictatorial, to use your vernacular. I remember a time, now this might be more toward optimism, but I think it applies here, my example that I'm about to give. There was a manager that was really, really attacked Micrel, and I took it personally. He was new to the scene, and he just didn't like our work. And I was defending my work and my team's work with all of my heart, and just causing sparks to fly, wood to I guess I'm mixing metaphors, but causing splinters to fly. And you gave me a call and you said, Paul, I want you to listen to a story. This story is about a little boy who was the most optimistic boy that you ever heard of. He was so optimistic that his parents got sick of it and were going to teach him a lesson. So they filled up his bedroom with horse manure and waited for him to come home and enter his room. And in anticipation of the lesson being learned, they waited in silence. And what they heard was, oh my goodness, where's the pony? So you ended the story with, Paul, if you smell horse manure, I want you to look for the pony. So obviously that's something I'll never forget. That's probably about 10 years ago that you told me that. And I got the message loud and clear, and I got the idea that I was causing problems. And the way you guided me didn't really cause a problem for me. So you didn't tear me up into splinters. So that's a moment I will never forget. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. You get more with honey than you do with vinegar. So, I was just cautioning you to be more kind and understanding. Don't fight fire with fire because you're just going to burn down the building. So yep. I was suggesting that you use more peaceable means of dealing with the situation rather than trying to make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the right thing to do. And you did it in a way that didn't make me feel bad about myself.
So going with the grain has some downside to it, unintended consequences, as they say. So we just need to be careful when we try to do things in a more direct, harsh way that at some point we're going to have to smooth those things out. And that's a little bit more difficult to do. So my suggestion is that you don't go against the grain unless you have no other choice.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.